I saw a wave, a dark wave, come over our nation, and it's not just the election, of course, but this program is going to be all in the name Rigged. Rigged. Because when I and we formed Rigged, it was because of the financial system. But Rigged is now becoming common in America. It's all rigged.
In a rigged system, they're rigging in our culture, they're rigging in the system.
Today we're going to discuss the future of trade, and the winner of this global trade is not going to be America. So this is an interesting program, but it's one that's very important to pay attention to because this has been going on for quite some time. It's been a setup. I don't know if we internally are allowing it to happen because it allows the one world order to take place, or we're just incompetent. We had under President Trump the opportunity to make America great, to bring manufacturing back to America, to promote entrepreneurialism. I mean, everything that would have made America dynamic, and they're absolutely annihilating that. They just can't stand that idea. And I think it goes into some form of the world order concept, which definitely those on the left want to usher in. And of course, those, you know, rhino neocon types want as well. But Russia knows that they can defeat America. All they have to do is simply join the world's effort in declaring that American dollar dominance, that our currency is basically null and void. And they know this. They don't have to have nuclear war. America is already highly vulnerable to this sort of collapse due to the nation's massive debt. Remember, we have more debt now than any nation in history ever, and it's getting worse as we go forward. You should see the interest we're paying on the debt. It's nearly $1 trillion now with the interest rates where they're at. We just can't sustain it, and we can't afford it. We have really bad problems with spending. We seem to just blow tens and tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions, like it's no big deal. We're printing it out of thin air, and that's a really serious issue that, if you notice, the world is actually paying attention to. Russia and China are merely just now kind of sucking the air out of America's collapsing currency, and you're going to start to see more and more ditching of any treasuries that exist. They know that the gravity here will settle, and it'll take care of everything else. I mean, it's like, you know, what goes up has to come down kind of thing, and that's what we're experiencing here. See, this goes back to stuff we've been documenting for years. We've been discussing going into the Belt and Road Initiative. This is beyond BRICS, as we talked about earlier. This goes that China was creating an old or a brand new Silk Road. I mean, this goes back to the ancient time of trade from China over to Europe. But the future of world trade is not going to have America and Western Europe part of it. We just have to look at the map. I mean, unfortunately, this is podcast, but this is a phenomenal map that shows China's Belt and Road Initiative. It's got tremendous high efficiency trade routes to it. And they have countries that represent, when you think about this one, about 75% of the world's population. They have going from Xi'an, just outside of Beijing, they have rails that go all the way over to Rotterdam. They control the shipping routes all through. And not only do they control the shipping routes, mind you, all through Southeast Asia, around India, over to Africa, and up through Athens, Greece, and then up to Venice. They, the Chinese, have actually taken the interest in buying the ports. So not only do they have these dominant routes, but they own the ports. And I remember not too long ago, a handful of years, where the Chinese actually made an attempt to buy the Long Beach port there in California. Very, very smart, the Chinese. I know I've been actively personally involved. I've been in Africa on some missions for foundations regarding gold mines. I've seen Chinese people, bags of, you know, suitcases full of cash. They're buying mines. They're buying resources. I always contend, now I don't have evidence of this, but this is just my opinion, that they're probably using cash reserves they say they have and the U.S. dollar, and they've been using those to buy these tangible assets and then just lie into the world, because remember, they're communists, so they can lie. But this Belt and Road is legit. The Chinese have taken over America as the world's largest trading nation. We basically run aspects of finance, and we supposedly had the best military, which I'm calling in contention these days, especially with all the woke generals and what they're doing to our military. I'm not so sure if we're going to be as great as we were. And I can say that. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but I'm an Army war veteran, and I just am disgusted at what I see our military trying to do. But this Belt and Road is going to really speed up trade among the member nations. And it's going to use China's, now this is the big one, it's going to use their new digital yuan as currency, because it's backed by gold and it's audited by blockchain technology. Think about that one. But what's, you know, if you notice the Belt and Road map, what's really missing is America and Western Europe. That's right. You see, America, the military here, we're like economic bullies around the world. And we talked about this before, about the hegemony, about how we pushed people around with our military and how we used SWIFT as well. But it's really not welcome anymore by these nations. America doesn't really play nice. You know, we bomb anyone, you know, that we want to. We're weaponizing the SWIFT, which is how banks, it's interbank money transfer system, how banks transfer money to one another from one country to another. And we just absolutely abused it. I remember when Barack Obama did that to a French bank. I'm not sure the name of it, but they did some deal with Iran. We fined them $5 billion, or we were going to take them off SWIFT. And then like 2 weeks later after that, we go ahead and drop like $150 billion to Iran and gave them all this stuff for their nuclear development. I mean, totally doing exactly what we weren't supposed to do. And the world is getting tired of this. They don't like the fact that we're weaponizing SWIFT like this, that we punish political enemies. That's exactly what we just did with Russia, which is really backfiring, by the way. And really, now that the world, you know, has come to realize that the dollar is now a weapon, that's what has been taking place ever since the sanctions, the rise of dollar, strengthening dollar here. They're using it on purpose. I did this a couple of podcasts ago about the weaponization of the dollar. By raising the dollar value, it's really putting heat on other currencies and causing a big problem in China. It's economic warfare that we're waging right now. I'm just telling you, I don't really trust the people in D.C. I don't think they're smart enough, honestly. I think the Chinese and the Russians are smarter than we are. And I hate to say that, but this is not good. We should not be weaponizing the dollar. And instead, we should have been continuing to promote free trade with our currency. Nobody wants anything to do with America from here forward. What they saw just happened to Russia and hundreds of billions being taken in the reserves, they don't have the confidence. They're tired of our bully behavior. You see, the economic sanctions that we did with Russia were really the last straw for the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. has nothing left to really back its currency. Matter of fact, what has been backing our currency in just the last few decades was this idea of an American dream. But that's because we were able to have the petrodollar with the Middle East, and the countries would, everyone had to buy energy with a U.S. dollar. So then they would take excess money and buy U.S. treasuries, and there was this safe zone. That's no longer the case. Matter of fact, the petrodollar is going by the wayside now. Saudi Arabia is now looking to take in membership of the BRICS, which is going to be a new global reserve currency. And who's going to buy our treasuries and our debt? And you just, America, I'm telling you, if you don't have gold and silver and your assets protected, you are going to regret it. I would be going to cornerstoneassetmetals.com, and I would be making sure you talk to one of the representatives to see some of the options. This is going to be a big problem, and it's coming. You will find out, because it's happening, and it's going to happen whether we like it or not. You see, we shouldn't have done the sanctions. Everything was fine. I contend under President Trump, not only did he not go to war, we had peace. There's no way Russia ever would have invaded Ukraine because we gave guarantee that we would not have NATOized with weapons Ukraine, which you have to understand the history to know that Ukraine is a bad apple filled with neo-Nazis, but it is a direct highway from Europe into Russia. And Russia was not going to allow the Germans or the French, like the Nazis and Napoleon, invaded their country and killed tens of millions. Remember, Russia has over $75 trillion in natural resources. And the West has always wanted to get their hands on that. But it is backfiring. And we have nothing backing our currency. We're no longer a manufacturing giant. We don't have labor. We're no longer agricultural output. Look what they're doing to our farmers and our farmland. Look at the assault on diesel fuel that is just wreaking havoc in our farm communities. We don't even have the gold in the vaults, if I have to guess. I think we've swapped it and leased it out more times, and there's probably 100 people owning the same ounce. That's just my opinion. But I believe that the U.S. no longer really has fair and free elections. And no longer has freedom of speech. We see that, how we're censoring our speech. And I don't care what anybody says. The evidence is there. These elections absolutely are rigged. The laws were broken. Nobody seems to care about the rule of law. And here, look at the consequences of it now. And without freedom of speech, I mean, YouTube and all these platforms, they don't even allow freedom of speech anymore. I mean, what are we? Are we Nazi Germany now? And really, on top of all this, you know, the USA has, you know, political prisoners rotting in jail. And, you know, D.C., these January 6th, this is outrageous. Here you had Colbert and his staff. They invaded the Capitol and they broke laws. And yet they all just got walked away scot-free. There's a two-tier justice system here. They got people rotting in jail in D.C. that didn't even go in the Capitol. It's just outrageous how they're just violating their rights. We have an FDA that's harvesting organs from aborted babies. We even had documentaries that showed it, and no one seemed to care. They're using them for medical experiments. Come on. You don't think that there's going to be some repercussion from God over that? The USA is basically occupying illegitimate government right now. We have demonic influence, and it's evil in the world, and seems like we're the ones pushing it. I mean, look at how we're trying to force the world to accept the whole, well, I won't even get into that one, but I am not interested in discussing some form of definition of a man and a woman. That is ridiculous. You have an X chromosome, you're a woman. You have XY, you're a man. Get over your mental head. But this is what we're doing. Western Europe is really no different. It's ran literally by lunatics. And they're like woke propagandist type of people. I mean, we're committing economic suicide by outlawing everything from energy that matters. You're not saving the world with wind. I think all of it is good, but to take the assault on fossil fuel the way they're doing, absolutely bad policy. And the European Union is literally disintegrating right now as we're speaking. Mario Draghi just got canned in Italy, and he's a globalist darling. And then Boris Johnson in England just resigned. So there's some fireworks going on. I'm not so sure how this plays out, you know, whether it's nationalist populist people winning over the global power elite, or we're going to the one world order. But we're going to find out. And that's why this is such a crucial time not to mess around with your assets, because when the dollar completely collapses out of nowhere, you're going to regret not owning silver. I'll tell you that right now. But this is not good. The European currency is already below parity with the dollar and is likely to collapse within the next year. Western Europe is literally on a suicide mission, not just economically, but culturally as well. The immigration they're doing is not. I used to live in Germany for 3 years, and I can just tell you, that is not assimilatable. You may think it is, but it's just not. It's just you're putting too many people of different minds jammed in small villages. It just doesn't work. But as the nations of Europe keep, you know, going this route, they can't even protect their borders as they're being completely inundated right now. And look at America. We're just letting them walk right in. We're seeing diseases now. We will see diseases coming from all these countries around the world that are not even being checked in our borders. Wait until you see diseases popping up in our schools that never would have been there otherwise. It's outrageous. But America, as we know it, it's not going to be here, folks, if we do not stop the insanity. And it's not just the left. The left definitely is insane. But then you got your rhino Republicans. So this is a very difficult fight. But if we don't, the era of Western civilization will come to an end. And it'll be characterized more like about the collapsing of the dollar, which is coming, by the way. You will see it collapse. And a global repudiation of the petrodollar status, which is already happening. They're already doing deals in energy without the dollar. And the Saudis are getting ready to go into the BRICS. And they're going to be basically, when Biden went over there, they basically laughed at him. So this is serious, because this is how the dollar had its American dream status, was because of the petrodollar. We have a collapse of the rule of law in the United States. We have a two-tier justice system. The left can do whatever they want. The right goes to jail for sneezing. It's not right. We're going to have a collapse in our stock market. The pension funds, even though Biden signed in a deal to bail out the pension funds, and you guess who's paying for them? Yep, taxpayers. We're going to be paying pensions for bad management. Folks, wait till you see what that hits. And the bond market, do you see the bond market in the crypto markets? We have a collapse in the food supply chain happening right now. Wait until you see what comes this fall. And a collapse of the fuel and transportation infrastructure. Just look at the law they passed in California, which is banning 70,000 independent truckers from the road. I mean, just horrible, horrible policy that comes out of the left. They are systematically destroying the idea of America on purpose. The people that are in denial, you go ahead. I don't buy it. They're going to take down the power grid in many areas. And this is going to lead to almost like a Mad Max kind of scenario, if you can remember what that was like, if you guys saw that movie. But my contention was this, is that it was before the end of 2025. And this is what I was told from insiders. This is being planned within the next 2 years, the next 18 months. I contend you're going to see such catastrophic news to the dollar is why you better plan, because we don't know when it's going to drop. But we're that close. But America will not exist as you know it right now if we do not start demanding change. This has been the plan all along from people like Obama and Clinton and Biden and the rhino neocons, you know, like Cheney and the Bushes and them. I know many of you think the Bushes are great, but they're neocons. They're not your friend. Trust me. See, they needed to take down America in order to achieve the one world government, which is evil under the fascist United Nations. I always contended we should be kicking the United Nations out of New York. What are we doing being a part of the World Economic Forum, World Health Organization? Screw these technocrats. Who are they to dictate to us in the United States? But the people don't seem to care. We've better start saying no. They're going for universal gun control. Good luck. Universal vaccine mandates. Oh, good luck there. Those guns are going to be showing up when you try to show up and say you're taking a jab. It ain't happening. You're going to bring on war if you try to do a universal vaccine mandate. Take that experimental thing, not a chance. Abortion rights is one interesting good thing that just happened. Now, they didn't overturn abortion. They just basically put it back to the states where it belonged, because there was no such thing as a constitutional right to murder a baby. But they're also engineering a global starvation and a total control over speech and elections is how they're taking America down right now. Now, the good news is the agenda is failing at many levels. That's the hope here. That's why I say we have to stand up and keep fighting. Don't give up. Roe v. Wade was just struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. And there are elements at work that are looking into taking down the deep state players. I know we've talked about, or that tried to get done under Trump. Unfortunately, there were a lot of traitors that worked in the Republican Party and for Trump at the time. But any state that wants to exist after the dollar collapses must be ready to roll out a gold-backed currency and an emergency basis. Texas is a big one. They're largely prepared to do this. They're ready. But few other states are. The reestablishment of trade and commerce after the dollar collapses is going to be key here to survive the demise of the dollar, especially when the BRICS take on more nations and half the world and 75% of the world's population doesn't want to use the dollar anymore. Now, I know there's people out there that say, oh, please, that's not happening for 20 years. You're going to be in for a big surprise. I would rather be prepared sooner than later. If I'm wrong, good. We have a little reprieve. But if they succeed, you're gonna lose everything. You'll be really surprised how it happens. Texas is America's number one exporter of goods, and the Texas economy is larger than any other nation on the planet. Well, so is California, but hopefully America says no to California. I mean, look at those just woke sociopaths in Disney. I mean, I'd be embarrassed to let my children watch anything Disney, buy anything Disney, or go to Disney. If you do that, then you're not paying attention. Just don't do it. I mean, this stuff is ran by child-murdering, demonic fascists. And yet Texas has the world's largest, one of the best attorney generals. Paxton is just fantastic. Just pro-human, pro-liberty, pro-constitution. This is what we need to do. Our days are numbered. We need to be careful. What we just talked about is straight up and real. And don't say it can't happen, because you just go look at the Soviet Union back in 1991. What is ruling our nation right now is extremely unhealthy. It's been going on for quite some time. I do have hope, and I continue to, because we have had some victory. We are getting some of these fascist people out of office, as in Mario Draghi in Italy, Boris Johnson in England. Get rid of Biden here. Get rid of a few others in Europe. And then get the nationalist populist movement back to freedom. We the people, freedom. And get back to trade, which is free, without bullion. So until next week, God bless each and every one of you. Stay positive, but remember, spread the word, spread the podcast, post it on Facebook, do whatever you have to do to get the word out. This is stuff that if we know it's coming, we can learn to say no and start to stand up for the rights we were given in the Constitution. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.